This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A story now about the internet and abuse on the internet, and one company doing something about it, and it not going so well. Reddit, a site where users post links about what they're reading or watching or thinking online, and more importantly to our purposes, comments about those links. Reddit has found itself at the center of the abuse storm. Marketplace's senior tech correspondent Molly Wood is here to make me smart. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
All right, give me, and I'm serious about this, like the 40-second version of what's going on with Reddit and its CEO.
I am looking at my clock right now.
Okay.
What happened initially is that Reddit's CEO, a guy named Steve Hoffman, wrote this computer script so that whenever a member of this subreddit, a subgroup basically on Reddit, a pro-Trump group, cussed him out or abused him using his username, this script changed his username so that the message then cussed out the user. It substituted the user's name for his name. So then it looked like, I mean, this is like the classic 13-year-old boy troll
right.
behavior. So then it looked like they were cussing themselves, like an idiot says what.
And we should say here that this is in a corner of Reddit, which the comments are vile and gross and horribly abusive.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this has been a very controversial section of the website for months, if not longer, since certainly throughout the election campaign. And basically, the abuse started to center on him, the CEO. He created this script to try to change the messages. Obviously, that didn't go over very well because he was ultimately altering the business at the same time.
Yeah.
He apologized to that group a week ago. He apologized more yesterday. He did, but then immediately came out with plans to curb some of those toxic users and remove them from the site.
Okay, so that gets to a thing that you and I have talked about before, which is Twitter specifically, but other places on the internet as well, not being able to control this. Are we now seeing perhaps, maybe, fingers crossed, something being done?
Well, we're seeing something being done, but I can't tell you that that's going to make it better in the short term, because what we're seeing is absolutely, like you point out, we're seeing it on Reddit, we're seeing it on Twitter, we're seeing it on Facebook. Reddit, arguably the home of some of these behaviors that have now gotten out of control. It's as though these sites built a sort of Frankenstein monster. They said, here's a nice little corner for you on the web to say whatever you want. And I think thought it might stay there, you know, but it has crept out onto the rest of the web, and Twitter has become a home for abuse, and Facebook has become a home for fake news and a game, you know, gaming the system to make your own money, to use the algorithm because there aren't any humans in charge. And so we're sort of seeing the almost inevitable outcome of a total lack of rules in society digitally playing out in the real world. And now we have to sort of face down how to deal with it.
All right, so here comes the really hard to answer question. Where do we go from here with this then?
Yeah, I mean, this is so messy. You've seen these sites are flailing, and they're flailing for good reason, because these aren't issues that anybody has really had to deal with before. Twitter is removing users. Reddit is going to crack down on users. But at the end of the day, these are customers of their product, and it's a product and a usage that they have created. And so it is a really tricky issue socially. It's a tricky issue for them as businesses, and it's really ultimately going to come down to a really strange and brand new free speech issue that we're probably going to talk about for months, if not years to come.
Molly Wood, our senior tech correspondent. Thanks, Molly.
My pleasure, Kai.
One more thing about me and Molly before we move on. That thing I say every time she's here, make me smart. We and that phrase are going to be a podcast launching in, January officially, now unofficially, if you call this unofficial. There's a feed in iTunes, more at marketplace.org/makemesmart. Check it out. Subscribe. Would you hook me up?